anti-Israel groups fighting at UCLA. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. In California, fights breaking out and firecrackers exploding at this hour as pro-Israeli groups started taking down barricades and then pulled out the pepper spray. Fox 11's Chelsea Edwards was there.
Pepper spray in our eyes. Wow. Very strong. I'm here with our security. Changing rapidly. So these people came in. They're wearing all black. They've got masks on, white and black masks, and they came in to tear down the barriers that have been separating these two sides. Now, oh, I'm sorry, I've got to get out of here.
Fight still going on. No word on arrest or injuries. In New York City, police raided Columbia University late last night. Officers wearing helmets and carrying zip ties and riot shields confronted anti-Israel protesters.
Come on, let's go.
Move back. Watch our step.
Police moved in, and the university president said there was no other way to ensure safety or to restore order on the campus.
The NYPD is telling Fox News they have now cleared the encampment that was set up for days right in the middle of Columbia University's campus there with all those tents, the pro-Gaza solidarity encampment. We've also heard from the NYPD that they made dozens of arrests of those student protesters, clearing them out of Hamilton Hall, where they've been since last night after they broke in. The university gave them a deadline, that passed. They gave another ultimatum, that passed. So what happened? The NYPD had to move in and do the job. And the campus is covered in a police presence. They have riot gear on, and they're ready also to respond in case any of these protests in the area get out of control.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. A tornado hit Kansas, killing one person in Westmoreland and causing damage. First responders combing through the scene about 45 miles from Topeka. And that was after the weekend storms that left four dead in Oklahoma and one in Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Florida's new restrictions on abortion take effect today.
Starting today, Florida will no longer permit abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law is allowed to take effect under a state Supreme Court ruling that also upheld the pre-existing 15-week ban the state had on the books, which was enforceable after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Florida joins Georgia and South Carolina as southern states with six-week bans, though Florida voters will be asked to approve or reject a state constitutional amendment this fall, which is written to prevent the restrictions. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
At least 55 people injured in Los Angeles too seriously when a USC shuttle bus crossed into the path of a Metro Light Rail train yesterday. The driver was the only person on the bus. Stocks dived yesterday ahead of today's Federal Reserve interest rate decision.
It's widely expected that Federal Reserve officials will be holding interest rates steady at a range of 5.25% to 5.5%, the highest level in 22 years, and only make minor changes to their policy statement at the conclusion of their two-day meeting. Several months ago, Wall Street was confident that May would mark the beginning of interest rate cuts by the central bank. However, a batch of hotter-than-expected inflation reports of late has dampened those expectations. And now the debate has gone from how many times the Fed will cut rates this year to whether they will slash them at all. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow and S&P 500 each lost 1.5% yesterday, with the Nasdaq plummeting 2%. Dow futures down 22 points at this hour. The judge in former President Trump's hush money trial fined him $9,000 for violating the gag order. The trial is on its weekly break today, and former president will hold a campaign rally in Michigan. and Wisconsin. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.